everybody, and welcome in to another podcast right here on Sports Talk Chicago. On today's show, we'll be talking lots of Cubs baseball and Bears football with our very special guest coming up soon. And with that special guest today, we'll also take an in-depth look at his great career and what's propelled him to becoming the Chicago-based media star that he is today. So it should be an interesting interview, and I'm so happy that you're here joining us on today's show. Before we get started, make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports and hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluo. Today's show is brought to you by Moochie World, where inspiration meets creation. Call 708-247-2100 to book parties, paint your own pottery, and have art classes for adults and children. Moochie World, creativity at its finest. And by the Windy City Thunderbolts. Now that the 2018 season is over, get ready for 2019, the team's 20th anniversary season. Season tickets go on sale in March. Well, today, as always on the show, you're truly in for a treat with today's special guest because he's a guy who grinded to get to the top, to get where he is today. He started out by selling these college scouting reports to coaches here in the Chicagoland area. At the time, he was an assistant basketball coach with NIU, and he had information on players, so he'd send them out and make some money off of it. And we'll touch on that subject more during the interview, but he started by doing that and has built his way up to becoming a host on ESPN 1000, a host on NBC Sports Chicago, and the Cubs pregame and postgame host as well. So, of course, his story in and of itself is just amazing from where he started to where he ended up, so we'll be talking about that, plus the Cubs being in the postseason and some Chicago Bears news. As always, I want to thank you for continuing to support my efforts and support the podcast, and I hope you enjoy the interview that's to come. And with that, it's time for our special guest. He began his sports media career in 1986, creating high school basketball scouting reports and selling them to college coaches. By 1995, he became the host of Sports Central on WGN Radio, which grew into Chicago's number one sports-rated talk show. Today, he hosts Cap & Company, weekdays from 9 to 12 on ESPN 1000, as well as Sports Talk Live on NBC Sports Chicago. He's also a member of the prestigious WGN Radio Walk of Fame. Please welcome David Kaplan to the show. David, how are you doing today, and thank you for being here on the show.
Excellent. Honor to be with you. Thanks for having me. It's been a great ride putting this career together, and I appreciate you having me.
So to start today, David, I think it's only fair that we talk about last night and the Cubs' disappointing loss in the wild card game. Why, in your opinion, did the Cubs lose that game, and what stood out to you most as to why the Cubs lost?
Well, I think it all goes back to offense, because it's been a microcosm of their season that their offense has struggled. It's been very inconsistent. And then last night, you know, three times in 4 days, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, you're held to one run in each of those games with guys that we thought were pretty, you know, solid offensive players. So, you know, starting pitching, John Lester was magnificent. Bullpen did its job. But in the end, when you only score one run, you're not going to win a lot of baseball games.
And where would you rank the 2018 Cubs in terms of historical collapses? Because this was a team that had a five-game lead going into September 3rd, then lost game 163 and then the wild card. Where do you rank this collapse in Cubs history, say, next to 1969 or 2004?
Oh, I don't think it's a collapse at all. I think that's a terrible way to characterize it, because the Milwaukee Brewers finished 19-6 to close it. So they won this thing. It wasn't that the Cubs lost it. The Cubs didn't end up going, you know, under 500. They were, I believe, 16-12 their last 28. So Milwaukee won it. They just played better. They've got the league MVP in Christian Yelich, and there you have that, you know, little something special, that mojo going on that we saw with the Cubs in 2015, leading into that great run in that World Series title in 2016. So, yeah, I would not put this with 2004 when they had a very unlikable team that basically choked their way out of a playoff spot. At 69, they just ran out of gas, and the Mets went by them like a freight train. You know, everyone wants to talk about the Cubs' collapse at 69, but I believe the Mets finished on a 38-9 run, which is unheard of, to win the division. So those two I put in a different category than this year.
You know, you mentioned the Brewers. Now they're in the NLDS. How far do you see them going as a team here in the NL playoffs?
I think the Brewers are going to the World Series. I do. The only question mark I have is, can their starting pitching hold up? Because it's not great. Their starting pitching is okay. They don't really have high-level guys with postseason pedigree that you look at them and you go, okay, I'll put my chips on that guy. There is no Max Scherzer. There's no John Lester. There is no ace that you throw out like a Kershaw. So we'll find out if these guys can hold up. But that team is really, really good.
You know, this is the earliest that a Cubs season has ended since 2014, in the last year of the rebuild. What do you see Theo and Jed doing in this offseason? Because I know that you wrote a book that covered the rebuild extensively. You know both of them very well. So what do you think's going through their minds come this offseason, and what moves do you see the Cubs making after this disappointing finish?
Well, I think, and I've maintained this for a few months, that regardless of what happened, I thought the winter 2018 going into 2019 would be the most impactful that the Cubs have had in a long, long time, simply because their window to win another World Series is wide open. And so they've got 3 years left on Theo's deal. They've got 3 years left on Jed Hoyer's deal. And they've got 3 years of control left with Rizzo and Bryant and some of these other guys. So they have to look at this 3 years and go, all right, we might go over the luxury tax. We can figure all that out down the road when we can cut back on payroll and save money. Right now, what do we have to do to try and win another World Series? And what that does is go out and address your offensive inadequacies. 40 games this year, zero or one run, 40 times. That was worst in baseball, tied with the Baltimore Orioles, who are one of the three or four worst teams in the history of the sport. So that's not a good, you know, comp there. You don't want to be in that comparison. So I think they've got to address their offensive inadequacies, and then they've got to upgrade their bullpen.
Where do you see Joe Maddon fitting in all of these plans? Because I know his contract positions and his battles have been highly publicized, and right now the Cubs have not committed to extending him past 2019. Where do you see him fitting in this picture?
I'll be very honest with you. If I was the owner, I would keep Joe Maddon, and I'd probably extend him through 21. But that said, Theo is the boss. Tom Ricketts does not get involved in baseball decisions, and it would not stun me. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I wouldn't be, oh my God, I can't believe it, if they made a managerial change this year.
David Kaplan here on Sports Talk Chicago. Now, David, let's shift gears to a more positive note and talk about the surprise that is the Chicago Bears. Now, in the offseason, before the year even began, did you envision the Bears doing as well as they are right now?
Well, back in last January, and you can check the tapes, I went on the air on my show, Cabin Company, on ESPN 1000, and I said the Bears were going to win 9 football games. And everyone mocked me. I'm an idiot. What are you looking at? And I said, I'm telling you that they are going to, with Matt Nagy in place, they're going to get more out of Trubisky. They're going to spend money in free agency. They're picking 8th in the draft. They're going to get an impact player there. I believe they are going to finish at least 9-7. And everyone laughed. Well, when the Vegas over-under came out at 6.5, I gave a good friend of mine who was headed to Vegas for a few days, I gave him a tidy piece of money, and I said, hey, man, here you go. Here's $1,000. Bet that on the over for me, over 6.5. And we'll see if they stay healthy. I think, you know, I should be able to hit that number. But I think this is a 9-10 win football team, I do.
And I know that the main story right now, you know, is the defense and Khalil Mack, and rightfully so, but what are your thoughts on Mitchell Trubisky and his performance so far? I mean, last weekend he had a historic game by Bears quarterback standards, but Do you see that success lasting later in the year?
I still think he's raw and he has a long way to go, but I think he's making progress. I'm a Mitch guy. I like Mitchell Trubisky. I have always liked Mitchell Trubisky. I watched him play at North Carolina and thought, he's got a good arm, he's got great feet, and everything I hear is he's an intelligent kid. It's just going to take time. He's very raw. So I think there's going to be weeks where we go, you got to be kidding me. How did you not make that throw or not pick that blitz up or not figure out that coverage? But I think in the end, they have found their franchise quarterback.
So I know you're a big fan of Trubisky, but how do you compare that to guys like Watson and Mahomes who have done so much better in less time? How do you justify the fact that Trubisky will eventually be the guy for the Bears when looking at other guys comparable to him in the league right now?
Yeah, I'm not as big a Deshaun Watson fan as some. I don't think he's as accurate a thrower as you need to be. He's also had two ACL injuries, which gives me real concern for a guy who does a lot of what he does with his legs. You blow it out again, and who knows what it ends up doing to you. So I'm not all in on the Deshaun Watson bandwagon. When he's healthy and able to make plays, certainly he's as exciting as they come. Patrick Mahomes looks awesome. He looks great. But let's not put him in the Hall of Fame just yet. He's got a lot of time to still have to prove that he's that guy. Look, the Bears are not a Super Bowl team perhaps this year, but they wanted to take the time to develop a guy they felt fit their system, and that's why they took Mitchell Trubisky. He may not be as good as Patrick Mahomes, but I still think they've got themselves a really good one.
Going now to your sports media career, I wanted to know how you manage your time so well, because in your bio I talked about your responsibilities with ESPN 1000 and NBC Sports Chicago. I mean, you're such a busy guy, and how do you balance your time and do well with both of those high-profile jobs?
I think it's being, A, organized, which my wife, Mindy, has been great at over the last 20 years, getting me to be really, really good in terms of my organizational skills. That wasn't something that I grew up being as organized as I needed to when I was a kid. And so that has really made it much easier. I'm much better about getting my rest at night when I can. There are days I can't. For example, today, as I'm talking to you, I got home at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was back in the car at 5 o'clock 2 hours later to go do 3 hours of radio, and now I'm pulling into Palace Hall right now to do a sit-down with Matt Nagy on 2 hours of sleep, and you couldn't get me to give this up. It's the greatest drug in the world. Look, I don't work for a living. I put a lot of time in. I think I work hard at my craft, but this is not work. I'm just telling you, man, when you get to talk sports for a living on radio and TV, and you get paid well to do it, and you get a chance to entertain people, I do not see where what I do is hard work. It's time-consuming, yes.
And I know that being a hard worker, you know, for you started back when you created the scouting newsletter, which I thought that was interesting as to how you found your way into the Chicago sports media landscape by creating the scouting newsletter and sending it out to coaches in the area. So tell me about that story and how it brought you from there to where you are today.
Well, I got fired. I should say our head coach got fired when I was the assistant at Northern Illinois. And when he got fired, that meant I was out of work. Our whole staff was done. So I went in the office, and it's midnight, and I have no idea what I'm going to do with my life. And I wasn't the greatest athlete in the world, so it wasn't like, you know, I was this legendary player that everyone was going to be beating down my door to give me a job opportunity. And so I sat down and typed up a scouting report at midnight to like 4 in the morning on every guy that I was recruiting. Here, this guy can go to his left, he can't go to his right, here's his test score, here's his grade, and mailed it out to 250 schools, and I called it David Kaplan's Windy City Roundball Review, and asked them for $100 if they liked this recruiting newsletter. That was a one-time thing. Within about 3 or 4 weeks, I had 250 checks for a monthly newsletter. Well, it wasn't a monthly newsletter. It was a one-time thing, and all of a sudden, I am not going to go to law school, which had been my backup plan. I decide no law school for this guy. I'm going to go out and see as many high school kids as I can and try and make a go of it in scouting and media. And then I got a call one day, have you ever done TV? Our analyst got snowed in. And I said to myself, I've never done anything but watch TV. I never took a broadcasting class in my life. Hell yes, I've done TV. I can do that for you. Really? And that was 1987. I did the game, and here I am 31 years later. My own TV show, my own radio show. I do 40 games a year, national television on basketball. I do the Cubs pre and post. I wrote a book on the Cubs. I'm going to sit down with the Bears coach here in 2 minutes for an interview. I mean, it's a very blessed life.
And on a final note, I have to ask, what's with all the videos of you in the shower talking sports every morning?
You know what? I do them because it entertains people. Sometimes it ticks them off, but guess what? You're asking me about it, and when Khalil Mack ended up getting traded to the Bears, and I did a video from my shower saying that he was a Bear, and last time I checked a couple weeks ago, there was 212,000 views. That's called reach, that's called impact, and the fact that you're asking me means that they resonate.
Well, David, thank you so much for being here on the show. It was an honor and a pleasure to have you on today.
Oh, it's an honor to be with you. You got my number. Anytime you want me, I'm in.
Thank you. Well, there you have it. What an honor it was to have David Kaplan here on today's show as we talked with him about the Cubs and their disappointing end to the 2018 season, some Chicago Bears news, and his amazing career in sports media. Well, that does it for us here at Sports Talk Chicago. Find us on Twitter at @ChiTalkSports. And hit me up personally on Google+, LinkedIn, and Instagram at John Zags, on Twitter at John Z Sports, and now on Facebook at John Zagluo. Also, make sure to subscribe to the website. Simply type in your email on the subscription box on the homepage, click yes on the confirmation email, and from there, you'll be subscribed. You'll receive every new podcast and article directly to your email. And remember, Sports Talk Chicago is now on iTunes and Google Play. Simply search Sports Talk Chicago and every podcast from the 2018 calendar year is now available. Feel free to leave us a 5-star rating and or write a review. Your support is greatly appreciated. And finally, on a bit of personal news, make sure to listen in to my new radio show starting Monday, October 8th. On WHPK 88.5 FM, right here in Chicago. It's entitled Sports Talk Chicago, every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. on 88.5 WHPK FM. We'll be talking about all of Chicago's major sports teams, plus caller interaction is now involved. You can call into the show and offer your opinions and talk to me directly about your thoughts on the state of Chicago sports. Anyways, thank you again for listening to today's show, and have a great day.